In travel news this week, Australian survey on the travel insurance behaviour for 2017 revealed that 1 in 10 travellers go without insurance when they travel overseas. Those visiting friends or relatives or revisiting places are most likely to travel uninsured. The majority of insurance policies, around 70%, were for single trips, while multi-trip policies were more prevalent among cruise goers. A third of those taking part in the survey for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Smart Traveller website chose the cheapest quote available. Tourist arrivals in Australia have risen by almost 6% in the last 12 months. China and New Zealand arrivals were strongest during January, followed by the USA, UK, Japan, India, South Korea and Hong Kong. The fastest growing inbound market is India, up 23%, followed by Canada, which showed a 13% surge of arrivals into Australia last year. Visit Victoria has recruited one of China's most influential young stars, Li Xuan, to encourage affluent millennials from his homeland to visit Australia's southern state. He'll focus on Victoria's food and wine scene, as well as the state's arts and culture, and he'll be filmed wandering through Melbourne's colourful laneways. Vietnam has become one of the top 10 destinations for Australian travellers, with Australian Bureau of Statistics figures showing a 28% increase in departures to Vietnam in January this year. The monthly visitor figures also showed strong growth for Japan, up 16.2%, and India, which rose 13.8%. A previous favourite, Indonesia, is down almost 11%, and the USA down 2%. Aussie celebrity chef Luc Nguyen has been named as a new global cuisine ambassador for Vietnam Airlines, and he'll create new in-flight menus that showcase the different flavours of Vietnam. Luc grew up in Australia as a refugee and discovered his love for cooking in his parents' restaurant. He has a long-standing association with the tour company APT, promoting Vietnam and what the country has to offer. Olympic gold medalist and world champion hurdler from Australia, Sally Pearson, has been chosen by the Japan National Tourism Organisation to promote Japan to Australian travellers. Japan's tourism body says Sally will focus on Australians' love of sport and showcase Japan hosting the Rugby World Cup in 2019 and Tokyo hosting the Olympics and the Paralympics in 2020. New Zealand is the second most peaceful nation in the world, according to the annual Global Peace Index, issued by researchers at the Worldwide Institute of Economics and Peace. Iceland tops the list, ahead of New Zealand, Portugal, Austria, Denmark, with Australia at number 12 on the listing. The political fallout of US presidential election campaign has led to a deterioration of peace levels in North America, which fell 11 places to 114th most peaceful country out of 161 on the index. Peace levels were lowest in Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, South Sudan and Yemen. France has reported a 45% increase in the number of Australians arriving in the capital, Paris, during January this year, with indicators for coming months up 25%. And in overseas news, a multi-million dollar wine scam has been uncovered in France, in which 66 million bottles, sold as the famous Côte de Rhône, were fake. It's alleged one of France's largest bulk wine resellers not only passed off inferior wine as Côte de Rhône, but also millions of dollars worth of the more prized Château Neuf du Pape. Apparently, British drinkers were the main victims, with the government now saying 15% of the annual output of the Côte de Rhône appellation between 2013 and 2016 was counterfeit. That's Travel News This Week. I'm Graham Kemlow.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.